The Combat Training Center in Yavriv, Ukraine, stands near the border with Poland. It's a military base, out in a quiet stretch of forest and marshland, lined with fluffy cattails. For the next 9 months, this is home for more than 150 members of the Wisconsin National Guard. Some have done tours in places like Iraq, but this mission in Ukraine is totally different.
In Iraq, we had weapons 24/7, go to the bathroom, guess what's going with you.
I'm walking with Major Catherine Burbridge. She's unarmed, and it's peaceful here. Some of the soldiers spend their downtime playing with the dogs.
Where's your babies?
Where's your babies, Mama?
You're so cute.
About a dozen dogs live on base, mostly strays. This morning, Burbridge is looking for some lost puppies.
Oh, here they come.
A bunch of puppies just came out from the tanks. Yep, puppies coming out from the tanks. Here, it's easy to forget there's a war going on, hundreds of miles to the east. This is where some Ukrainian soldiers come for training, before they go to the front. About a mile away, you sometimes hear gunshots and demolitions as soldiers go through artillery training. But Ukrainian troops also spend a lot of time here in classrooms, learning how to operate an army. The U.S. troops, they're training the Ukrainian instructors.
How to instruct, how to evaluate, how to assess training, that's really what we're doing.
Colonel Michael Hansen is the deputy commanding officer here. The Wisconsin National Guard is the 8th group of U.S. soldiers who have rotated through here since 2015. Colonel Hansen says U.S. military aid here is a collaborative process with Ukrainians.
What we try to do is sit down with them and say, what do you need? What does your army want? And then we're using our expertise to help teach that. Not what America wants, but what they want.
Success for the Ukrainian military means training their soldiers to work with NATO. President Trump has criticized NATO as a waste of money. But Colonel Hansen says this mission is a serious bang for your buck.
We are a nation that only has so much money, so we can only have a certain size military. By being out here and building these partnerships, we've now taken a 1 million-man army and turned it into a 2 million-man army, and we're not even funding the other 1 million people.
In one of the classes, I watch American and Ukrainian soldiers discuss a military operation through an interpreter.
My view of the entire mission.
Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Walsh stands next to me. He helps oversee these classes.
They're just kind of nerding out on strategy right now.
Yes, they are.
Walsh says strengthening the armed forces of our allies, that's a huge part of what the military does.
I think it's in America's interest to promote democracy. Ukraine is a fledgling democracy, and that our job is to work with their military to help them achieve their political goals.
Walsh says folks here follow the news about impeachment, Rudy Giuliani, all that. But he says it really hasn't changed the mission.
The political disruption that's going on doesn't affect our day-to-day operations, and it doesn't affect our relationship with our multinational partners.
There is a real sense of camaraderie here. At night, the Wisconsin troops play a blues concert for some Polish and Lithuanian soldiers who are leaving. At the show, a Ukrainian soldier calls to me. He says, we're so grateful to the Americans. We love you. In Yavriv, Ukraine, I'm Levi Bridges.